Wouldn't it be great, though, if we found out that Adele was never in a relationship with this dude? Maybe they went on, like, 2 dates, and one of the dates was group bowling. He's like, kick the fuck back. Whoa. Whoa. That was not... Yeah. Neat. You can interject if you want. It's fine. It's fine. Are you single? What's your D-sitch? What's going on? You're very single. Yeah, I can tell because you can barely sit still without just blurting shit out. You're so, like, wound up. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You're great. We're going to share a bottle of Pinot later. It's going to be fun. I just had a breakup not too long ago. I had a breakup. I'm really excited about it. The dude is not, but the good news is we work together. So that's good. That's good. I work in a bar part-time, and he DJs there. So just a heads up, guys, if you ever have your ex come and play the soundtrack to your breakup while you're trying to work, he's probably not going to play cool in the gang. I went over to a group of people. I was like, can I get you guys some more drinks? And they were like, is this the third time Wonderwall is playing? We'll just take the check and a gun. This is the worst bar. I'm a dog owner. Anybody else here have a dog that they can't afford? Yep. Yeah. What kind of dog do you have?
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua? That's a cunty dog. I'm not surprised that you have. You're fine. Not surprised. She hates you? Pardon? I hate you? We're not on a third date. I'm just doing jokes. I don't know you well enough to hate you. But maybe I hate you a little bit. I don't know. No, you're great. You seem like the type of girl where plan B is your plan A. You know? I mean, I don't know you, but maybe. This is fun. This is fun. Hi. It's a good show.
Why are we listening to a softcore porn right now?
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Medical marijuana states, which are out.
The rabbit was dead, and out of all of the rabbit type, nope. He was the most human.
Find in red, you can see that it has increased.
Bugs, beam me up.
Among every state where medical marijuana has been legalized.
I'm sorry, Fairbanks. It's only logical that we must duel to the death. If not, we both die.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not a gardener.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Dave's not here, man.
Secondly, I stand behind the information that is presented by our researchers and our scientists.
Ooh.
I have been and always shall be their friend.
Look out.
I have these people come over here and they said it was
the public's good.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Man.
Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Cash checks. I want to stack more gold than Aztecs.
That's
the goal. Got me saying God bless to the Visa and American Express. Watch. Now make it rain. Gonna hold you green up. Plays going same when we blow the scene up. All eyes on me. Going light the night. I tell them here. Going swipe, strike. Tell them Mia Khalifa.
Hi, everybody. Fat Wobbles, Dutch.
Welcome to Dutch and Royce here at morelikeradio.com. It is Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. Our number is 954-573-2780. I am Joel Dutch Van Wergen here with Royce Lopez.
Howdy.
Marie Lopez.
Hey.
Sean Waters.
Jonathan. He's probably smoking.
What? Who? What? There huh? What? Huh? Is there a show going on or something?
It's your favorite song, dude. I've been like obsessed with Mia Khalifa lately. But
really?
Anyways, we also have Mitch Heil.
Well, hi, everybody.
And Sherry Doll.
Hello.
Again, number is 954-573-2780. If you'd like to get in touch with us, if you're listening to the podcast, you want to catch us live, morelikeradio.com, every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. Is that everything? I think I got everything out.
Yeah.
Close
I
enough.
Missed last week. I was traveling at the last second, and I forgot to pack all my my radio gear. I was only there for a couple of days. Finally, for the last time in Omaha.
But it's okay. I mean, we did pretty good. We did it. We did another Royce over Miami. It was fun. It was a good episode.
I heard you guys did very well.
Yeah, it was a really fun show, actually.
So, what did you guys do since I last talked to you? It's been 2 weeks now.
Oh, well, I mean.
We did lots of things.
Many things.
Tell me about them?
We went.
We to, would.
Go ahead, Marie.
I would like to tell
him. Go ahead. Tell him.
I would like to very much.
Okay, you may.
I want Mitch to tell me what Royce and Marie did.
Mitch, tell
oh, yeah,
us,
that'd be
tell
fun.
Us what we did.
So, this weekend, it was Marie was celebrating her birthday, so they went on a boat. And Marie and a friend of theirs, Joyce, aired out their vaginas on the front of the boat.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we did.
Wait a minute. What?
If you're looking at pictures, yeah, of course that's what we were doing. But
that's a fact. That's all I know that I did. You did this weekend.
They weren't airing them out. They were airing them out. But
they were showing them to the neighbors.
Right. And the best part is we went to this. We went
the Gulf
to
of Mexico. Have you Gulf heard of it?
The Gulf of Mexico. We went to, yeah, it was the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah.
Never heard of it. What is it?
Lake Wickiwachee.
Wickiwachee.
It's a river that inlets into the Gulf of Mexico. And we were hanging out with our pals over there. And they have this really nice house on the river. And yeah, we went in a boat out into the Gulf of Mexico. And the funny thing is that at least to my opinion, the girls were flushing away money because it was one of those, you know, you see those like those pontoon boats, Dutch, you know, the ones that, not for going fast.
Like one on either side and you kind of ride in the middle.
Right. A bunch of people, you drive around the lake.
Right. Like drive around the lake. It's not for going fast. It's for getting drunk on a lake or, you know,
right.
So we took that on the Gulf of Mexico, but obviously it doesn't have a bathroom. So our buddy had one of those. I'm sure Dutch, you've been enough, Mitch, to construction sites where they have those toilet seats that go on top of like buckets.
Yep.
Right.
So we had one of those on the boat. And the girls were all peeing in the bucket.
Why didn't you just pee in the ocean?
Well,
because it was cold.
Yes. And
no, I mean, like, lean your ass over the side of the pontoon and just pee in the ocean.
It's not that easy in a pontoon boat. I know what you mean, Dutch. And for a guy, it's easy. A guy can pee right over, no problem.
We'd fall in.
For a girl, it's not a steady enough stream.
That's sexist, bro.
Yeah.
You can't say stuff
haven't
like
they
that.
Made those apparatuses for, like, female truckers where you can basically create your own dick almost where you can like pee into like bottles if you need to almost like a cup kind of thing.
They're called penises. So we were on
they're delicious.
We were on the
thing to look for. Google.
So anyway, we were on the boat and they had the toilet thing in the back and the girls were peeing in it. And I said, please don't throw this away. We could sell this on eBay to Japanese businessmen for a lot of money. Now, that sounds like a joke, but do you not think Japanese businessmen would pay for that?
Yes, they would.
Okay.
They buy used panties online.
And the other fun part is me and my pal Joe, that's the dude that I kissed, Dutch. Me and my pal Joe decided to take a sniff before we threw it away, and it smelled horrible. I mean, it was the
pee.
Worst.
What were you expecting?
No, but it smelled like they were both eating just asparagus. Like, it was bad. It was, like, really bad pee smell.
Why would you want to smell it?
I was curious. You don't ever get curious?
Yeah, I do, I guess.
Yeah.
The tube thing that girls have is called a shee-wee.
Really?
Shee-wee. There we go.
Yeah. It's this little cup. It's a funnel you put over your vagina, and then you can pee standing up.
I still feel like it would be messy.
Oh, there's the picture of their airing their vagina. It's in the chat room on the boat, Dutch, if you scroll up a bit.
Marie, do you pee like a garden hose, like when you put your thumb over the top of it? Does it just spray everywhere?
Yes.
Well, yeah, sometimes I like to make a little, you know, like fan out
of it. The other fun part is they forgot to bring toilet paper, so they were hopping up and down to dry themselves, like on the toilet, like, and shaking.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
We had to shake a little
bit. They were, like, shaking all the pee out.
But it was a pretty good bucket pee hole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's fantastic. I mean, I get it. It's better than falling over into the water.
It was quite comfy. And actually, it was very relaxing to pee looking out over the water. It was just like, it felt right. But then getting up was the hard part because there was a moving boat. And when you were about to stand up and you had to pull your underpants up, that's when you would fall backwards onto the pee bucket.
Yeah, that would also happen. But that's also because
we learned the first time and we caught it, but it was almost a problem.
Or may not have been boat drunk. And here's the thing with boat drunk. Technically, the river, you're not allowed to have booze. But once you make it to the Gulf of Mexico, fucking international rules.
Come to the back of the boat.
Fucking international rules.
So we were using sippy cups and pouring beer into it and just like sipping up our beers as we're
driving. Wait, so you're not allowed to drink at all on the boat in the river?
Not in the river, but once you get to the Gulf, you could drink all you want. The river connects to the Gulf. So once you get to the Gulf, no problem. You can't have booze on the boat. You're not supposed to.
International rules?
No, it's just this town. But anyway, you can't drink if
you can't drink and drive. Why would you be able to
all
drink?
All you do
and
is you pour your beer into a glass so it doesn't look like a bottle and you're fine.
And plus, you really don't want to drive drunk on your boat because there's manatees in Lake Wixie.
We saw three
manatees.
Fuck, sea cows. Hold on a second. Fuck manatees. Can I talk about manatees for a second?
No, you can't.
No, I'm going to fucking talk about manatees.
I want that to be a meme. Roy saying, can we fucking talk about manatees for a second?
Because listen, I really am a big animal person. I fucking love animals.
All right, look at the picture I post in the chat. You are a big animal.
We're a big animal, ooh, sir. We're a big animal.
Not so much no more.
The animal.
Rolls Royce.
God, I hate looking at Fat Royce. It makes me so angry.
Bows and hoes.
Oh my God, that dog is amazing. Boats and hoes.
Corgis always make
what was
the best
I saying?
Memes.
You were talking about getting drunk or not
getting drunk on the boat, anyway.
And fucking manatees. Can we fucking talk about manatees?
Fuck manatees.
All right, what's the problem with manatees?
Here's the problem. I love animals, and everyone knows me as I'm a big animal person. But the problem with manatees are they do not deserve how nice we treat them. They're slow as fuck, and the reason they always have propeller fucking things on them is because they decide to swim right at the top of the water with their stupid manatee kids. Fuck them. Fuck them.
They really do have a dopey-dopey-dope kind of thing
right.
about them, don't
they? Sit there with their... Look at them.
Look at this meme.
Yeah, look at that meme. You stupid fucking... They're so dumb.
Manatees are so dumb.
For the podcasters, a mall posted a meme of a manatee basically crashing into the side of an aquarium window.
It smooshes his nose and it smooshes
his
entire body. Just I feel like cracked his neck on that one.
I feel like he smooshed his brain a little.
You don't have a neck.
But manatees look like a big turd with eyeballs. Fucking sick of them.
Yeah, they call them sea cows.
Yeah,
right?
They're fucking terrible. And every time you see them, all of them, every single one has like 73 propeller scars on them because they're so dumb.
Well, the baby moves so slow. The baby didn't, but the mama totally was all scuffed up on the back.
I got this first one when
can
I was about 8 months old.
Exactly. And that's how they talk. Can I point something out also? When you're going down the
Zoom Zoom boat packs a punch.
When you're going down the river, there's all these different homes on it. And there's a mixture of really nice homes and like old crappy ones that have been there forever. So it's a good mixture of both. So when you're going down, you see some homes, you're like, watch out for manatees. And there's this one dick who I love, who instead of the watch out for manatees, he goes, manatee spears. two for $25, like the hunt manatee. It's fucking hilarious.
Is there, I'm assuming there's like some kind of a law, like it, like deer hunting.
No,
like
yeah, you cannot.
Oh, they're no, super protected because of how fat and slow they are.
They fucking love those assholes.
Manatees are the this generation of children to the animal
manatees
kingdom.
Manatees look like the aliens from the beginning of the Fifth Element. The you ones have, in the pyramid.
You have to pad the riverbends and give them cookies and gold stickers every day and tell them they're doing okay, right, even exactly, though they're stupid fat.
Yeah.
And then soon manatees are going to be insisting that they have modeling careers and you're going to see manatees wearing and little bikini two-piece tufts. No one wants to see a manatee in a two-piece.
Listen, this is how...
No one wants to see a manatee in a two-piece.
And this is how stupid they are, Dutch. There's a place in the river called the manatee. There, that animal. Thank you. That's what they look like. Thank you, Mitch. There's this place on the river called the hospital, the manatee hospital. When they get hurt, they go to this deep spring and they kind of just chill at the bottom and they heal. But it's like, how dumb are you that you manatees need a goddamn hospital? You fucking idiots.
What is it, a video game that they have to reset?
No, I'm just saying. Manatees, my problem, listen, look. I like a lot of animals. I really do. And I feel bad when they hunt whales and when they hunt dolphin. I love dolphin. You guys know my stance on dolphins and how much
you're
I love them.
You're a pussy.
I'm also a pussy about dolphins, but I love dolphins.
Right.
Fuck manatees because they're not even cute. They're fat bitches and they don't want to stay away from goddamn propellers. I'm the no. Fuck you,
they
Maul.
They cannot balance a ball on their nose.
There you go. A manatee can't clap, can't make hilarious noises. If you dress up a manatee like a clown, he just looks like John Wayne Gacy, not like fucking hilarious like a seal. So fuck them. Right.
Maybe the manatee compensates by making a really good sandwich. Like,
you're right.
Yeah,
you know
manatee
what?
Meat any good? You would assume with them being as fat.
No,
and
the thing
as they
is,
are.
They're really fatty. It would just be stringy.
No, Sean was actually saying manatees are the cooks of the world. They're like Guy Fieri's of the sea.
Sean,
really.
Mitch, I have a mission for you for Imgur, by the way, because we did this last week. I want a manatee Photoshop to look like Guy Fieri. Go. I would love that. Please, thank you. It would be hilarious, dope, and gangster.
And just say, like, man, the seaweed is money.
Yeah, exactly. The seaweed is money.
Got it.
Thank you. Anyway, sorry, side thought.
Oh, baby manatee is super snuggles.
Okay, you know what? That is kind of cute.
Oh, no.
It's like ugly cute.
Look at his little flippers.
It's like when you see baby Puggles.
He looks like a chow chow, but gray in seal form.
Anyway. Back there saying, but we did have a fantastic time. The place was fucking really cool. Like, you know, it was really chill. Oh,
no, and the baby manatee just wants a hug.
Is she okay?
Western Dennis Echo. Maul broke Marie.
Speaking of manatees, one of the funniest phrases I've ever heard shouted at a woman was my buddy Josh. Him and I were at a bar and we were with our other buddy Justin,
him
whatever.
And
we were like, it was getting towards the end of the night. We were, you know, you start doing that whole, like, who's the drunkest chick that we can take home because we're hammered too kind of thing.
Right.
And this one fat woman who was like hen of this group of hot chicks that we were talking to came over and like corralled them. It was like, no, we're going home. You're not going home with anybody else. I'm driving you home. Let's go. And as they were walking away, my buddy Josh was like, nice block, manatee.
Oh no.
It made me laugh so
hard. That's fat shaming, Dutch.
You're a dick.
Yo, did anyone?
It wasn't me. It was my buddy Josh who said it.
Did anyone,
Josh's a dick.
Did anyone notice that manatees have belly buttons for eyeballs? Their eyeballs are just sunken in black holes.
Yeah. No. They have to protect themselves from propellers that just will whiz at them at all willy-nilly.
That's weird. Their eyeballs are weird.
Now, are they just indigenous to, like, the warmer? Because I can't...
Yes.
The only time I hear about manatees are, like, in Florida.
Yeah, of course. Fucking you crazy? Those slow motherfuckers are probably... They'll fucking freeze to death anywhere
else.
Are
they only Atlantic Ocean, or are they in Pacific as well?
No, only
Atlantic. I think we have...
Only
no,
here.
They're indigenous to the Gulf and the Caribbean. Yep. There's a lot of plant life abundant in those warm waters in the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico, and that's what they feed off
and
of.
And they're fucking sadomasochists and like to get cut up... But they always go down the road or across the road instead of down the river.
They're just a bunch of attention manatees is what they are.
So
they're so emo. They hate their lives.
Are they essentially like the purpose of their life is just to be food for other sharks and things like that?
No. I don't even know.
I think they're like the garbage men cleanup crew of the rivers.
Yeah, they kind of eat crap.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're slow, like fucking slow ass garbage men.
Yeah, they eat dead dead stuff, like dead plants.
Yeah, because you're definitely not alpha hunters. That's for goddamn sure.
Yeah, that, or have you ever tried to eat like a license plate? That shit will slow you down.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it.
They're like the catfish, but bigger.
Right, right.
They're so cute as babies. God,
they're really dumb animals. Now think about it, like, there's really no, because like, you know, we for whatever reason, oh my God, Western Echo. She's right on. It was a picture of Honey Boo Boo's mom.
They have the same chin.
Western Echo says they're indigenous to trailer parks.
She is the ugliest woman alive, I think.
Yeah, I would agree.
She's close.
Just because of her fly toe, really.
No, it's the fact that like her face just melts into her shoulders.
Well, she has nice prominent cheekbones.
Her face looks like it had an avalanche.
Didn't she get back together with like the guy who molested one of her daughters?
Yeah, because she's awesome.
They broke up, I think, eventually.
Yeah.
Good for those kids.
Actually, her face looks like sand. Dutch,
I don't think you were being sincere.
No, he wasn't. Actually, I would say Honey Boo Boo's mom's face looks like sand as it's retreating back into the ocean after a wave just crashed.
Single episode of that stupid show?
The whole season.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo. It's like fantastic.
Watching a car wreck, man. You have to watch the car wreck.
No, I lasted, I think, a total of 5 minutes, and I was just like, this is retarded.
Yeah, but that's the point.
But why would you want to watch
that? It's like watching bad movies for fun.
Not even once, bro. Not even once.
But no, that's not like bad. Dude.
Okay, it's apparently there's
with
a
bad movie. It's like, okay, this had a budget. Like that, there's a whole overarching thing. That's the reason why we do the bit on the show. We don't watch TV shows on here.
Dutch.
Okay, because they're bad.
Speaking of movies, Dutch, pay attention to the chat room. There's a porno called Man on Manatee. And it's a man fucking a manatee. Wearing a suit, or man wearing a suit. Man on manatee.
No, it's not a real manatee that he got into the bedroom.
And there's another one
in the picture now, yeah.
But it says continue tour, which means that there's more pictures.
Look at the next one, the manatee and the S&M stuff with the ball gag.
No, I'm done.
How was this a thing?
But that's just the start of the tour, Dutch, Sean.
There's always a thing. Everything is a thing.
Yeah. I know. Everything is a thing.
Everything in this world that we've ever seen, somebody's thought, hey, can I fuck that?
Where is a manatee vagina?
I don't know.
A whale vagina. It's like you don't really know where it is. It just kind of opens like a portal every once in a while.
Are you saying that a manatee's vagina is akin to a fucking Stargate?
Essentially, I feel like that.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, I see where you're coming from. It probably takes
because
you
look like dolphin or anything that like basically lives in the ocean.
Yeah, and like on the other side of it, there's MacGyver who was on that show.
Like,
I
you
get
don't
it.
See their dicks or vaginas just hanging out all willy nilly like you do on land things, but like with things in the sea, it seems like they just kind of appear. Like, oh, there's his dick. Like, where did that come from?
No, I know exactly what you mean. Like, it's a portal. I get you.
Well, it's colder in the water, so you wouldn't want to have your junk. You don't want to run these things?
Sean, it's clearly the Stargate thing.
Well, I mean, I know that because you kind of just fall into it.
Exactly.
It's not like you don't know it's there. You just kind of like lean forward.
It's like, hey, I'm horny. You're horny too. Oh, hey, look at this connection.
There's not as much resistance as there
was.
And
Maul posted a picture of a manatee vagina.
Wow. A manatee vagina looks a lot like
a woman's
vagina.
It looks like we know why Floridians like manatees all of a sudden.
Hey. I could have sex with that.
That's a good looking pussy. And I, why? What?
Well, Dutch,
it looks
Dutch,
so normal.
Dutch, hold on, Dutch.
Let's talk about manatees for a second.
1024. By the way, 1024, it was clean, Dutch, if you want to cut that one out.
Oh, it was pretty clean.
Good. the manatee has a good pussy.
It's unusually nice.
Oh, well, that should be a meme. I want a picture of Marie that just says that manatee has a good pussy. Somebody make a meme that says that manatee has a good pussy.
I mean, consider looking at the manatee's face. You would think it would be hairier, and it's not.
It's probably nice and smooth.
Nice grip on it.
There's no manatee bush.
Hold on. And it actually is about the size of a human pussy. Like, a little bit larger, obviously. It's, but like, look at the ruler for size there, or for,
And the banana for scale.
Banana
There's
for scale.
A banana there.
You fucking idiot.
This got really weird.
What was the banana for scale from again?
Banana for scale is a meme where a woman didn't have a tape measure to measure the size of the TV she was trying to sell on Craigslist, so she taped a banana to the front of the TV and said, "There's a banana for scale."
How many years ago did we do on that one? banana for scale.
It's always funny when it pops up, though.
I don't know why I just randomly thought of Clone High, but did you guys see our bestest buddies in the world, Chris Miller and Phil Lord, at their new show, Last Man Standing?
I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, I heard it was good.
Oh, it's out now?
Oh, yeah. They've already second episode in already.
Aww.
Arnett.
We need to follow up with him.
Wrote it and everything, and but those guys are the ones directing it.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
I heard him on Dan Patrick last week, and he was just raving about Chris and Phil the entire time.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And he actually, he did. Well, maybe I should have pulled the interview or whatever. It's just, the thing is that he started out going, he's like, I started out with these two guys.
Clone High.
Show called Clone High.
Oh, you mean when we had him? Yeah, we know. We know all about
it. No. Just the fact that he was on Dan Patrick talking about it. It was just like, we know those guys. Like, I got really excited.
Yeah, because we're pretty famous.
Yep.
So
now back to Manatee Pussy.
Yeah, Manatee Pussy. Sorry.
Back to reality, Dutch.
Jesus Christ, Dutch.
Banana for scale.
Back to banana for scale.
Do you think all sea creatures have a pussy that looks a lot more like human pussy? Because most of them aren't hairy, so they probably have like skin as opposed to most other animals that are furry and fuzzy.
Right, I need pictures of every sea animal's pussy. I'll get on that.
Sea lions, seals. Dolphins. Which
reminds me of Dutch's manatee trap company. What was that again, Dutch?
It was called Come Hit Me, I'm a Manatee Trap. And Dutch, it's basically like a ramp that you
how many
build,
words?
And manatees would just basically it
rhymes.
Sell well.
Okay. It rhymes though.
Okay, how does it work? A ramp?
But basically it's little ramps that you have, and they have like manatees' favorite food right in front of it, which is
cabbage.
Peanut butter sundae cones.
No, nice. That's your problem front. Right there. They don't eat peanut butter sundae cones.
Actually, they
yes,
might.
They do.
It's
on Wikipedia, bro.
Okay, well then if it's on Wikipedia,
it's a ramp kind of thing that you have, and they kind of come up, and it's essentially a type of thing where it's like a monster car rally kind of thing where you just basically you start out with that and then you see how many manatees your propeller can hit because they always eat in single file line.
Dutch, it's, what? You're not even trapping them at that point. You're killing them.
Well, it wasn't a trap more or less. It's just like a fun little game that you can play with your family. It's kind of like pickup sticks or you know, like your douche ball. Basically, yeah.
Oh, yeah? And what was the website?
It was manatees or koosh balls of the ocean.com.
Okay.
No, not net, .net, because .com got taken.
Who would have taken .com?
How'd you get that?
I tried to buy it from him, but he wanted $100
million. I'm laughing at the idea of you putting ice cream at the top of a ramp and a manatee swimming full force to get up the ramp, and it just starts sailing into the air. And then, obviously, your trap doesn't work very well, so we would always be surprised when we see a manatee going out of the water in the distance, arcing over.
I didn't say it was a well-thought-out thing. Yeah. It was just one of those kind of things that just, you know, I sunk a lot of money into it, and it didn't go anywhere.
Plus, the manatees aren't going to be able to go up the ramp after a while because they'll be so fat from eating all your ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Peanut butter cones.
What are they like?
Generally, only have
cups?
One holder. So basically, generally, what happened though was they would just go up, eat it, and then dive off. And that's the reason why it didn't really work. I should have put more holders there,
or like some sort of like guardrails.
Oh Jesus, Sean! What kind of pussy is that?
That is a dolphin.
Dolphin pussy. Okay, I could fuck that.
Seriously, it's the whales and dolphins and manatees of the sea that look surprisingly, I mean, grayer.
Closer to human pussy than any other animal on the planet, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know what I was imagining a dolphin pussy to look like now that I think about it, but I didn't think it was going to look like that.
God damn, these fucking porpoises have nice pussies.
So tight, like there's not a lot of wrinkles to it.
The fuck?
Constantly moist.
We really need to save these animals now.
Yeah.
You can't have a pussy that nice and be dead. Come on. Hold on. I'm sorry, manatees. I want to apologize. I didn't realize your pussy was so nice.
Yeah. Sorry. Though I feel bad for them. Do they have clitorises?
More like clitorises.
Probably.
I think it's pronounced clitoris.
Clitori?
Right?
Clitor us.
Clitor you.
Clitor were.
No, seriously, do dolphins have clits?
How many ugly women do you think have died who never got fucked but probably had the world's most perfect vagina? You know what I mean?
Oh, like tragically lost and never fucked?
Tragically, right. Tragically lost and never fucked. Like, how many nuns do you think out there have the world's most perfect pussy?
Oh, that's like discovering a new mountain that no one's ever climbed.
Right?
Like,
that's why I intentionally tried to fuck as many ugly girls as I possibly could.
When to
I
was discover single. The perfect pussy?
I found two.
You're the regular Ponce de la Pussy.
I think you're saying it wrong.
Marie, it says here. Marie. It says here that dolphins do have clitorises.
Oh they yeah, because okay. Dolphins enjoy having sex. They're one of the other animals in this kingdom that likes it, right?
Yes. Right.
That makes sense.
So that means that rape is also in that culture as well.
Oh, a raped dolphin is the saddest thing ever. A raped dolphin is even sadder than a raped human.
I don't think dolphins promote rape culture, bro.
But they don't stop it. So basically,
right.
Ergo, silence. They promote it.
By, so by like saying
the
nothing.
Church during World War II.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
Okay.
Do you think that the dolphins have the same policies as humans? Like, if you're not capable of saying yes, that means no?
What was she? What was her fin looking like? Was she asking for it?
Come on.
How was she swimming? Was she wiggling her tail a lot?
Was it straight up? Was it sort of sideways? Because you know that means she's a
yo. I don't know. I just got to the crime scene, y'all, but I don't think that this dolphin was raped.
Special Ice dolphin tea, can you unit. Relax?
No, man. I'm an adult rapper with a ponytail. I can't relax.
John Mulaney's take on his
isn't it great
character?
It's fantastic.
Probably one of the funniest things because it's like, oh my god, that is exactly what it is.
Like he has no idea what's going on.
He's been in the force for 20 years and he acts like he's never seen a crime scene before. So you're telling me that this walrus raped this dolphin? That's messed up, man.
We should sell this TV show to Fox. They love opening up new Law and Orders.
They do. They'll buy it.
Law and Order SeaWorld edition?
Yeah.
Marine unit.
Marine. There it is.
There it is.
Boom.
Okay.
Marine unit.
No, I want to see pictures of marine animal units.
I'd watch that.
Well, apparently sharks also have clits.
Yeah, why?
Well, I mean, they have a mean exterior, but they still like to fuck.
Yeah, but
those things are murdering machines.
Dolphins raping people's hilarious. These are hilarious.
Dolphins are so horny.
That they're going at it.
Dolphins are like Jesus. The frat boys of the sea.
You're right.
They really are.
That's exactly what a fucking dolphin is.
Bro. I'm so going to jump this human. Watch
me tag the shit, man.
Check this.
See this pickup line? I'm going to go up and say one word, and she's going to follow me.
Or they're like the Jersey Shore. Like they're all like, Jim Tan Laundry, motherfuckers.
Fucking dolphins, man.
Good pickup line, man.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Anyway, we never even asked Mitch and Shrey what they did this weekend.
Yeah, but what did you guys do this last 2 weeks since I've been? Well, I'm sure you probably talked about it last week or not.
Just what did you do this weekend, Mitch or Shrey? Either one.
I didn't cause issues on a plane. I don't know what we did. What did we do?
Oh, why are you talking like you're on like the stand of the grand jury right now?
I remember we made 50 pounds of beef sticks and hot dogs.
What are beef
sticks? Why?
What are beef sticks?
From the half a cow that we butchered.
That's right, Dutch. Here's the thing you don't know. Last week, they told us a story that Mitch bought half a cow. So they cut the cow.
Why did you buy half a cow?
They bought the cow.
Because they couldn't afford the full one?
They bought the cow completely in half cartoon style with a buzzsaw, gave it to Mitch after it blinked twice, and he put it in his deep freezer in his garage, correct?
It's in my basement, actually.
Basement, though. Sorry. And how many pounds was it, Mitch?
The cow itself?
No, your face.
Beef. The beef that I got. The half cow is about 345 pounds.
345 pounds of cow he got last week.
Of steak? Like, do you think you're going to... Is it going to stay fresh the whole time?
That's what I asked.
Freeze it, but aren't you going to start losing, like, texture and everything like after it freezes for
also do you think it's healthy to eat 350 pounds worth of cow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two of us for a year?
You think it's going to last a year?
It will last
so beef lasts that long?
Yeah. It's wrapped up in plastic and also in like freezer bags and shit.
Oh, okay.
It's all wrapped up. No. We've been doing this for my entire life.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Well, why don't you bring some down? We'll eat some when you come for the live event.
How are we going to do that?
Fly you down steak. And also Dutch.
You won't fucking fly me down steak. I want fucking Mitch steak.
Come fucking visit us then.
Whoa.
Why?
Hey, guess who's actually visited Mitch and Sherry at this point? Raise your hand.
Oh, you were barely there.
I was there for a week.
He was 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks. You came over.
God damn it.
We hung out.
Hey, you know what? My barely there is way more than your non there, so.
That's very true.
Yeah, but we talked to them more during the week.
That's because I don't like you.
Oh, that answers that.
Hey, you're trying to fuck my girlfriend.
I am not.
I already did.
Hey.
Hey, what?
See?
Cheers. First of all,
hold on a second. Marie, you said you celebrated your birthday. Your birthday is not till tomorrow.
It's a birthday 3 weeks. You don't understand.
Birthday month. Birthday yes. Month.
Right. I forgot.
And yesterday? Then she has another party on the 20th.
Yeah.
Of course she does.
In a mere 2 hours, I will be 30.
Oh, dude. Do you feel like it's going to feel weird?
Well, I've been preparing.
It felt weird for me.
I've been preparing feeling 30 for the last 3 months. And when people ask me how old I am, I've been saying 30, just to see how, test the waters on it. And I think I'm okay with it.
Do you think you're good with it?
I think I'm good with it.
Hey, but you're a girl, though. Like, girls age so bad.
No.
Like, guys, like, we're good.
Well, I mean, being 29 has been a fantastic year so far. And so I kind of feel like I've been on an upswing. So I'm feeling like the 30s are going to be funner than 20s. So I'm looking forward to it.
Prove it.
Well, because I'm more of an adult. I have money. Can
prove
do
it.
Things. Have a husband.
Who? You know. Where?
So things are coming out of Mailhouse.
I was actually thinking about that the other day. Like, I don't know why it randomly popped in my head, but I've never heard you two refer to each other as my husband or my wife. Do you guys do that in public?
My wife.
Oh, I do husband all the time.
My wife. That's
the only way Royce refers
to her. High five. How much? I'm bringing Borat back.
I'm
bringing Borat back. My wife.
The only thing he does everywhere we go. My wife.
My wife. It's great. It's funnier because the more you say it, as most jokes are.
Indeed.
Well, though, do you guys do that in public? Let's just say you're talking to somebody and Royce isn't around. Do you refer to Royce as just Royce?
I call her my lover, and we go for lover's walks.
Lover.
We do say lover a lot, but if I'm talking to somebody that doesn't.
Do you do that bit that Will Ferrell did on
lover. We go for lover's walks.
Oh, God.
If I don't know the person or the person
the
doesn't
Persian,
know
if she doesn't know the Persian
if
at
the
all
the Persian cat I'm talking to doesn't know Royce,
yep.
Then I refer to it as my husband,
as my boo.
And if it's a rug, you shouldn't be talking to it in the first place.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I agree.
If it's a rug, I should get off all the shrooms I'm on.
That'll help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. Chelsea and I recently started referring to each other as this is my boyfriend or this is my girlfriend. It's like, ooh. That's a little weird.
To get over that, you don't introduce yourself to anyone.
There you go.
Oh, okay. You just go.
Don't introduce Kelsey to anybody. I mean,
not to.
It worked for me for 3 months with you guys.
Well, here's the thing. Well, dude, Kelsey, I can't bring her anywhere. That woman, she's going to be listening to this
later.
Does
she poop on the floor?
Well, no, it's just she's, especially when she has two drink Kelsey is just, two drink Kelsey is like what four drink Sherry is. Just this whole, I love you. Hey, like that kind of thing.
With her.
You guys are going to have so much fun when we go to the live event.
On. And it's going to be wonderful.
I'm going to put 2.5 drinks in your girlfriend and watch the fun fly.
2.5?
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to put 4.5 in Sherry.
Yes.
Who counts drinks like that?
Just give me 2.5. Just
creepy Maritas.
Do it. I want to do it in 2.5.
I am not creepy. I am a good host that wants to make sure that my guests are well
drunk.
Drunk.
Yeah. No, you're a creep.
She's great. A predator, I told you.
You're a predator.
I'm not doing nothing.
Like a condor.
It just so happens your girlfriend's birthday is the same as my birthday. You're the weirdo picking a girl with the same birthday as me.
Marie's got you there.
So that's what I was looking for.
So here's a question.
That's the one oversight.
You were like, wow, I can't have Marie, so I'll have a girl that's also sharing the same birthday as her.
Oh, is that what it is? I can't have you.
That's fucking weird. That's what you're telling me. That's what you're telling me. It's like breaking up with one girl and then picking another girl that looks a lot like the first girl.
Is that how close it is?
Well, everyone just kind of looks.
Same birthday magically.
Everyone kind of looks like, I know what he's doing there. I see what he's doing there.
So weird.
So are you going to hang out with Kelsey tomorrow or are you going to do the show?
No. We're both going to be here doing the show. And then right afterwards, we're going to go to dinner with her family. I got to meet the parents for the first time tomorrow.
Uh-oh. What are you going
to do? I'm good with parents, though. I've always been, any girlfriend's parents I've ever had to meet, I've been okay.
You said that like a dog. Like, oh, no, I'm good with dogs. And just give him a treat, pat him on the head, scratch your stomach. They'll roll right over.
Do. Make them laugh, you know. Talk about the good old days. Parents are easy.
I guess.
Are you talking about when blacks and whites were separated?
Depends the family. Mine that go over just
oh,
mine.
Of course you
would love that, yeah.
Your fucking KKK fucking lawn ornament that you pretend is fucking Santa Claus.
Well, it's like, if anything, if you can read somebody's energy, like, pretty early on, you're like, oh, okay. Like, whenever I do, like, technical support calls, like, with my company, the second somebody curses on the phone with me, I become a sailor, and I just start cursing, like, left and right with them. Otherwise, I keep it, you know, like a church boy clean. And but you know what I mean? Like, if you can,
is that your only sales tactic?
If you're being like a parent or a brother, and he does a racial comment,
whoa,
like,
African American,
yeah, I hate Indians too. It's just like,
so your only sales tactic is deciding whether or not to swear.
Not sales, technical support. I'm talking about like becoming friendly. Did you not hear what I just said? You just fixate on one thing at a time, don't you?
Yep. No, you did say technical support. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I said that wrong.
I mean, it was more or less like an overall thing of like when you're trying to like connect with somebody, like you try to, you know, you're like, you're desperately grabbing or looking for something, be like, oh, that's right. I hate the Cowboys as well. Or yeah, I think Chinese people smell weird. Or, you know what I mean? Like just trying to find like random things to connect with.
It's never gotten to that one for me.
I've never had
this. Oh, no. For me, at least five times this week.
That's really odd that's
you have very little in common with everyone else then. If that's your fallback.
Well, that's just what Dutch people have their fallback with.
Oh, that's it's a Dutch
people
thing.
Who own the stupid greenhouse industry, so.
Wait. Are you lying? Is that a real thing? Do Dutch people really think that Chinese people smell?
I was joking.
Okay.
Facebook's lets you tell the world if you're
7 years we've been doing the show.
Dutch. Facebook lets you tell the world if you're feeling fat, and here's why that's a problem.
Oh, really? I should do that.
You're going to like this one.
I'll try that out.
You're going to really like this one. I brought this one up here because we... All right. There's a picture of what's going on. On Facebook, users can tell the world if they're feeling fat, complete with puffy, rosy cheek, double chin emoji face. It's one of the 100 preloaded emoji-based statuses that social networks offer to its users. But according to a group of activists working to change the culture promoting negative body image, fat is not a feeling, and they are petitioning for the social media site to take down what they call as a blatant endorsement of body shaming. The group...
How has this become a thing? This has sprung up in like the last 3 years, I think. The whole, quote, body shaming thing.
No, but an emoji now is body shaming. The group Endangered Bodies... There's a group. Okay, first off, let's see this fat site. Launched a change.org petition writing, fat is not a feeling. Fat is a natural part of our bodies, no matter their weight. And all bodies deserve to be respected and cared for. No.
It's not a feeling?
Hold on.
Fat's more than a feeling.
Okay. Why do I need to respect your body if you're not respecting your body? Is that a fair question? Why do I need to respect your body if you clearly don't respect it yourself? Like, I mean, I'm not even talking about a girl that's a little chubby. I'm not talking about that because that's fun. Whatever. I'm talking about the slobs they're trying to pass as supposed to be hot. The Honey Boo Boo's moms, you know?
So I have a question for you, Royce, and this isn't even as a joke, but like when you look at old pictures of yourself, do you feel fat?
Or
do
I,
you
feel I, I still feel fat. I'll always feel fat. I've lost even more weight since then. Since in a couple of months, I still feel. I will always feel fat.
But you're here's the difference though. Is that like you're built to be a thicker kind of a guy. Like you have that body type that's meant to be more muscular. Kind of you know.
No, but when I was fat, it was bad. I couldn't even breathe. But no, I always felt fat. But here's the thing: like I never got mad when people called me what I was. I was self-aware. Right. I would never say, "Hey, don't call me," because I would call up fat people.
You're shaming me.
No, I'd be like, "Yeah, I kind of am." What am I making? But it's the truth. But I don't like that instead of saying, "Jesus Christ, this isn't healthy," because it's not healthy. I don't care what the hell you fucking tell me; it's not healthy. Lose it. Lose the fucking fat and stop being an asshole. But why does
it's not the healthy part. It's the fact that they're trying to become a new group that has an issue. You know, like, you know, black people being called the N-word or you know, midgets being called midgets.
They're still
they're trying to be the new, you know, oh, poor us. You're shaming me.
No, but here's the difference. I make
poor eating decisions.
Here's what bothers me. They're trying to act like they're the new fucking gay rights thing. The difference is, number one, gays cannot get married still in a lot of places. That's fucked up to begin with.
And fat people shouldn't be allowed to.
And number one,
they do everywhere.
Boo-boo happens.
Yep. Number one, you're born gay. You're not born fat. So you decide how you eat unless you have a rare condition, which is, and by the way, I'm sorry, but not every fat bitch has a thyroid problem. I know that's your excuse, but that's not true. That's
excuse, isn't it?
You hear it all the time, right?
But every thyroid problem has a fat bitch.
Yeah.
I have diabetes. Well, you developed it because you wouldn't stop eating Krispy Kreme.
Exactly.
Maybe John has a thought on fat people.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Are you offended by the feeling fat emoji that Facebook has, John?
I like how you can put fat and you can change like the emoji to whatever fat you're feeling.
Yep.
I'm not offended about it. I'm it's funny.
Right. So, fat's not okay. So he said in a statement of people, Facebook defended the feeling fat status, saying people use Facebook to share their feelings with friends and support each other. One option we give people to express themselves is to add a feeling to their post. You can choose from over 100 feelings we offer based on input to create your own. Facebook has also included links to eating disorder resources on the site should users grow concerned or friends potential self-harm. But is that enough, Dutch? It may not seem like a big deal.
Wait,
but
so I'm sorry. Like, Facebook, by the way, are right. You're going, we're just giving options. You don't have to choose the fat option. Just because it's there, they're getting offended by it?
It may not seem like a big deal, but fat talk is a problem. Art Markman, PhD, a psychologist.
Yeah,
a psychologist at the University of Texas, tells Yahoo Health, the more time that people, and particularly women, spend thinking about their weight and their diet, the more difficulties they end up having eating in a healthy way. No, they don't. Stop it. Fucking stop it. Fucking stop. I'm sorry, I get really fucking heated. I'm really heated right now.
That is the one thing that I've noticed that pisses you off
because
more than anything,
I take
especially
it personal.
The last couple of years, is because you were a former fat guy.
Yeah, I take it personal. It's not hard. It's not fucking hard to eat. It's not that fucking difficult. Put the fucking fork down and go for a goddamn walk. And if you get bored,
fat person,
put fucking headphones on and listen to music. But you know what you should stop doing? Stop blaming the fucking world for your problems. Because even at my fattest, I didn't blame the fucking world. I blame me.
No, but whenever I'm at home, it's super easy to eat healthy. And then when I go out with my friends and they put all this French fries in front of my face, I just have to eat it.
I got two things to bring up about that. Number one, anybody remember the phrase fat and happy? Like it doesn't mean like we're picking fun at you. It's like you're content.
Yeah.
You're humble. You're fat and happy.
Yeah.
And another thing too, what was Penn and Teller? Bullshit. They actually had an episode on obesity.
Yeah.
And they brought onto the show, like in their panel, I think it was like one of like their production assistants or whatever, who was a fat guy. He comes on and he's a skinny guy. And he's like, Penn Jillette asked him, he's like, do you have any, tips or anything? He's like, yeah, put the fucking fork down.
It's really simple. Stop play. But here's my problem is, you know me, I don't care how people live their life. If you want to be a fat slob, that's fine. I don't care. That's how I want you to live your life. If you don't bother me, be that. But my problem is when you force me to accept something I don't want to accept. I don't want, you know?
I think what they're trying to do is like, instead of working it off and becoming like you're coming down to a healthy weight, they're like, we want to make this the norm.
But it's
instead
not.
Of doing the work in, it's easier for them to have this quote cause and going, you're fat shaming, you're doing this, that, the other thing, trying to make this the, and they always will point towards like Marilyn Monroe. Oh, she was a size eight. You know, like they'll always go towards like other examples of like, well, this is still beautiful too. Like, you know, look at this, that, the other thing.
First off, Marilyn, also, hold like, on.
Marilyn they don't Monroe. Wanna,
Marilyn Monroe weighed 120 pounds. Let's bring it back to reality.
Yeah, she wasn't fat.
Let's bring it back to reality.
Well, that's my point, is they will point towards that. That's my thing. My theory is that they're trying to make being overweight a natural thing.
And it's not.
And not a thing where people or doctors can go, oh, this is unhealthy. It's like, oh, no, this is normal. Anything past this, that's bad.
No, but instead of taking responsibility, you are trying to force people to like you for how you listen. There's a big difference between, and I understand you're on Facebook and you post a picture and someone who doesn't know you, not joking around, could be a dick and be like, oh, you fat slob. That's fucked up. But at the end of the day, you could just delete them. I get that. But now that's one thing to complain about people being dicks for no reason. But now you're fighting at emojis and you're trying to make everything fat shaming. You want the world to absolutely change for what you believe. You don't want to change. You want the entire world to accept you.
You can change.
Then we could change. And basically what I'm saying is I want the Russians to stop being communists like at the end of Rocky IV.
That was long. It was a long way around.
I took the long way, but I got there.
Yep.
I think I got there. Markman also points to research of Janet Pulvey and Peter Herman, Pee Wee Herman's better, showing a vicious cycle of restrained eating leading to obsession with food, all of which results in the individual making bad food choices. Fat talk plays into a pattern of restrained eating by focusing on body image. Markman notes that adding that is also possible to say you feel fat without actually having an unhealthy body weight. There are many people, again, particularly women, who internalize thin ideal from media and the ideal influences that behavior, he says. Even though, if you look at the media now, a lot of the women that are on there are big old fatsos too. What about fucking Adele? Well, there's another one. She's fucking famous. And what about Lord? Lord isn't a fucking hottie. She's fucking plain Jane. So I don't want to
hear. She's a frump.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anymore. Or what was the one? What was the one that you said, Dutch? The one always getting naked on HBO? And no one wants her to. What the fuck's?
Oh, Lena Dunham.
Yeah, there's another. You see what I mean? So don't say
she's gross. I mean, it's
exactly.
Like,
I don't want to.
Isn't she on Girls or some shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to hear anymore.
Like, she's a comic and, like, you know, whatever. Like, I think she's kind of doing it more for, like, I know what I am. And she's going from the comedy thing. These are the people who are doing it for real. Like, they really think that it's like, no, we should be accepted the way we are. No, you're fucking gross. You're fat. And you have eight chins.
Here's a random question, like talking about comics that are fat.
No, that cleared up last month.
No, different question. Oh, wait, that's different question.
I was going to ask Melissa McCarthy, that fat pig that everyone's like, oh, my God, she's so fat. What does she have to say about all this? Like, has anybody asked her about her weight and what she feels about this?
She always trashes herself for being fat.
And I'll give him that. And if that's fine. I honestly respect
that.
The comic
does that. Like, that's a difference. Yeah. Yeah, Royce, you're saying.
Here's another one. I fucking really cannot stand Lisa Lampanelli anymore. But to be fair, she always trashed herself about her weight.
Dude, have you seen her lately? Yeah. Dude, have you seen her in the most recent roast? She looks like an alien. The ESPN roast, the Terry Bradshaw? She looks weird.
She's like an alien.
Dude, she's like down to like 100 pounds.
It's odd.
She looks, it's weird looking.
Yeah.
Some people are just meant to be fat.
Does she have like hanging skin too or no?
Oh, bad. It's bad, John.
Mind you, once again, I am not talking about girls that are a little I'm talking about the fucking I'm not talking about, for example, Dutch. You watch New Girl. That other blonde chick that Schmidt dated, you know, the chubby one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, she's funny. That doesn't. Okay, that's fine. I wouldn't make fun of her. But my point is that, but also, she's not going to make me accept it. My problem is that's like me screaming, going, I'm balding and have male pattern baldness, and all women should still find me hot. People will go, what are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, just shave your head.
It's this, but that's my point. My point is that it doesn't. I don't expect everyone to say I am beautiful because not everyone agrees with it. But if you're a fat slob,
well, everybody says it about me and they agree with you.
But if you're a fat slob, listen, don't feel bad. There's plenty of football players or black guys that are going to date you. So relax.
Oh,
see, look what I mean. Lisa Lampanelli looks like Larry Lampanelli now.
I guess it's because we're so used to her being fat. Like, yeah. She just looks weird for her being skinny now.
Her head doesn't match her body.
Hold on. Are we being completely hypocritical? She looks like she has cancer. Here's the thing. Are we completely hypocritical? Because she actually got her act together, got healthy.
No, I'm glad she lost. Hold on. We're not being hypocritical. Let me explain. We're not being hypocritical. I'll explain. Oh, we're not being hypocritical, Dutch. She has lost weight. What I'm making fun of is her ugly face. And that has nothing to do with her body. Her face is ugly no matter what weight's on it.
Oh, I think I'm going to throw up.
And also her awful haircut. And she has a lot of wrinkles now.
Mm-hmm. She combed her hair with a helicopter.
Well, she's like 50-something years old at this point, right?
She is?
Yeah, she's old.
She looks like she's 60.
Yeah. Well, good for her for losing weight, I suppose.
Sure.
Sure. Bravo.
Fuck, I'm just...
But can a skinny girl like that talk about like black fucking anymore? Like, yeah, I'm with the Blakes now. Like,
oh, yeah,
like,
she still like, does like, that. Yeah. She still does that.
Has she? I don't think she's put out a comedy special in a while. Like, has she been doing anything but the roast recently or no?
No, just that and black guys.
And that was her persona. Like, has she actually put out a comedy album?
I honestly don't know. I had to
get
no
on that real quick. See, what was the last thing she put out?
Yeah.
I mean, she's done Comedy Central Presents.
I just did. I haven't even seen any of those. Has anything been recent, like the last, let's say, 5 years?
That I could think of.
No clue.
I guess my point, I guess the thing is, I'm sick of everything as a problem now. Like, you can't, Dutch, even in the times as we've been doing radio together, have you noticed the things that are not allowed to be said anymore? From when we started till
it
now.
It has shifted, dude.
Normally things change, but things have changed in such a small amount of time. Now it's becoming a smaller amount of time where everything is just being changed and everything needs to be acceptable and
midget,
needs to be fun.
Saying the word midget's a problem. Right. Fat shaming is now a new problem.
And it's like, listen, it's one thing if you sit there and you're saying
the word tranny is a problem now, apparently.
Yeah, it's transgender, you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
It's too wordy.
Wait, are we talking about trannies?
No, mm-hmm. Sean's back. Sean's back
now
on
you pipe
board.
Up.
What happened? Did somebody mention, what, trannies?
So then, like males are he, girls are she, a tranny, like, what is that, it?
No, it's a he or she, it's depending or on she. Which way they go.
You have to ask them what they prefer.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple, I want to say friends. Well, yeah, friends that are either transsexuals or even ones that are cross-dressers. I mean, that doesn't bother me, but honestly, they don't get offended by words like that. The people and this is true. The people that get offended by words like that are people that think they know better. You know.
Yep.
Because there are men that they call them, they don't care, but it's other people going, you can't call them that. And what it's like, don't fucking talk for them. And that's where I get annoyed, you know, where other people decide what can be said or what can't be said.
They feel like they need to be the voice of
they have to protect
they,
the weaker
they perceive
people.
As voiceless. It's like, no, they can take care of themselves. They've been
yeah.
pretty good at doing
stop
that.
It. Like, stop it. Stop trying to be everybody's hero. Let people stand up for themselves.
Lisa Lampanelli will be at the Athenaeum Theater in Chicago, Illinois on March 21st.
Both of them?
And as far as filmography, she's been on Frozen on Broadway. And then she was on an episode of The Simpsons recently, 2013. She was on Inside Amy Schumer. Before that, she was on Bounty Hunters, a TV show.
I love that Marie.
But she hasn't put out a special in how long?
I don't know.
Marie, I love that Marie just posted on Facebook, almost my birthday, feeling fat with the emoji.
And a lot of people are liking it, not noticing that I put the feeling fat part.
Why is it always a birthday month with you?
Because there's a lot of March people and we all like to celebrate together.
March of Dimes.
So like, for example, Dee and I are having a combined birthday party because Dee's birthday is March 20th. So I have to celebrate my birthday on its day, but then I have to wait until my birthday party because it'll also be Dee's birthday party.
And then we're also doing a small birthday thing on Friday, you know, at the house too. So, yeah,
that's too much.
No,
it's a birthday house.
There's an intimate. There's a nice intimate thing on Friday, then a big party onto everything. Every weekend, and last weekend was the travel part of her birthday. Right. This weekend is the more intimate
there
part
be
of her
multiple
birthday.
Parts of
and the next weekend is the party. Yeah, it's you know.
No, it's just when somebody's turning 30, they shouldn't have multiple.
It's you know what it's like. It's like Mardi Gras.
It's not like Mardi Gras. It's your birthday. You're turning 30.
It starts at Fat
Mardi
Tuesday.
Mardi Gras here at Universal Studios.
I can smell it a mile away. Dutch is just jelly. I think he knows the shenanigans that go on when we throw these extravaganzas. And
now, if you guys are just doing it for an excuse to hang out and drink, fine. But for some part of me, thinks like Marie's like, no, I earned this.
Hey, Marie. I'm having two burlesque dancers perform at my birthday party with Dean.
That is happening.
Explain what kind of birthday party it is, Marie. What's the theme?
Grecian pleasures.
Grecian pleasures.
There's going to be a sense Grecian.
Greece.
Like Greece. Greece like,
you said Cretian.
A lot Mitch, of
you hear that too?
I heard
more like sea Cretian.
No, I heard Grecian.
Yeah, you must have misheard Dutch. No one said that.
No. You said it differently.
Me? Whatever. Anyway, go to the point. What were you saying?
Oh, so we're going to have like a sensory overload station. And like I said, we're going to have two burlesque performers. And we're going to have lots of wine and cheese and fruits. And just we're going to feed each other grapes. Just feed each other lots of grapes.
So it's a Game of Thrones party.
Basically.
Not Game of Thrones-y. I mean, no one's going to die at the end.
There may be a lot of weird sex, but no one's going to die.
Floppy wieners?
Probably.
Nice.
Well, why not?
When's this again?
It's a party.
It's happened before.
It has happened before.
I think I'm going to show. I think I want to join this party.
Then come floppy come
wieners?
On.
The floppy
John,
wieners?
You're do invited.
It.
Come
do
up.
It now.
Come up.
Yay.
I'll send you the info after the show.
Yeah.
It'll be fun having John there.
Okay.
Oh boy.
It's not all about me. Come on,
oh,
guys.
It's all about you, buddy. Especially, can you? You got to nail that bed down in that room, Royce, because it moves.
What do
you?
Oh, yeah, we
Sean,
know.
Sean came to take out the dogs since we were out of town. He came over with D, and I locked the door, and the key he had didn't open it, so he had to pull the wall unit out of the studio and crawl in the house.
Like a boss. Yep. Well, I figured the neighbors didn't have windows on that side of the house, so it wouldn't be an issue.
Sean, you should definitely cosplay a Slender Man, man.
I was thinking about it.
Oh, my God. Creep the shit out of you.
All right, let's go to break.
Yeah.
When we get back, I have no idea because I just lost my prep. But hopefully Royce has something. All right, we'll be back.
More like radio, less like crap. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep beat.
You're listening to Atomic Cast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk. No what? Absolutely no what.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Can't sell that milk. I got pain. I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread. You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on Warlike Radio.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, it's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out nude. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing. They fit great. They don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today. Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Get out of here, Dewey.
What are y'all doing in here?
We're smoking reefer. And you don't want no part of this shit.
You're smoking reefers?
Yeah, of course we are. Can't you smell it?
No, Sam. I can't.
Come on, Dewey. Join the party.
No, Dewey. You don't want this. Get out of here.
You know what? I don't want no hangover. I can't get no hangover.
It doesn't give you a hangover.
Well, I get addicted to it or something?
It's not habit forming.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't want to overdose on it.
You can't OD on it.
It's not gonna make me want to have sex, is it?
It makes sex even better.
Sounds kind of expensive.
It's the cheapest drug there is. You don't want it.
I think I kind of want it.
Okay, but just this once. Come on in.
Back second hour of Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. The number is 954-573-2780.
It is.
Throughout the week, you can always... What was that?
I'm just singing the song.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to push him, man.
Follow us on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film.
Hippo Juice Film.
God damn it.
Hippo Juice Film.
Hippo Juice Sean, John's Epitome, and Dalai Lama.
Oh, I forgot to go get a soda. I was playing Minecraft.
Dalai.
My number is 954-573-2780 if you want to get in touch with us. And I think that's about it.
Oh, I want to plug Joe's. I want to plug Cousin Joe's movie again. No station required.
Right.
Indiegogo.com/project/no-station-required. Or is there a shorter, tiny URL? I forgot. Mitch, see if you figure that out.
He doesn't have enough slashes in there.
It's tinyurl.com/podcaster. There can only be one.
No, that's the thing that we... Okay. Maybe last week that you missed it, we were giving Joe on Hippo Juice some pointers for his movie. For example, it should have more Highlanders in it. Secondly, there should definitely be more Highlanders in it. And thirdly, did he think about Highlanders? Because my point is that if we make this movie a Highlander reboot, it's going to make more money. It's going to get more money than the $5,000 he needs.
It's going to be great. Joe can be the Highlander, and he can kill off all the other podcasters that try to start up podcasts.
It's going
to
be great.
Podcaster, there can only be one.
It's going to be fantastic.
What if Steven Seagal makes a cameo?
Oh, and Steve Buscemi.
They can each have their own individual podcasts, and it'll shut them down.
It'll be really good.
Now, see, I thought his movie was about him taking every single podcaster in the world and canceling their shows and making us all do one giant show together.
That sounds great.
No one will talk
I want Mario Lopez to play me in the movie.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Fucking Mario, he's fucking beautiful.
Have a podcast? Like, can he be on the show, too? Then you don't need him to be you? He can just be there?
I want him to be me.
Short URL is tinyurl.com/no-station-required.
Oh, I want to be Jason Statham. Jason Statham should play me.
tinyurl.com/Jason Statham should play me. No. It's, no.
It's pretty close.
Tinyurl.
Statham required.
tinyurl.com/no-station-required. Very funny, right?
Dutch said it. He just fumbled over it.
Yeah.
And I heard it. And then I made fun of him for it. So I get credit.
Tiny Uridel.
By the way, did you see the meme of you saying I'd fuck that in the chat room,
yeah.
Dutch?
Dolphin, I'd fuck that.
Because that happened over the break.
Oh, God. That's awesome. Great.
You look so happy. What in context were you making that face about?
By the way,
I was hanging out with my family, I think, that day.
By the way, Mitch, I want to talk to you about the fucking world that is
Imgur.
I've been posting stuff for more like, you know, some memes that I make for More Like Radio. And man, that fucking shit is cutthroat. Those motherfuckers are goddamn cutthroat. Like, it's
mean over there. I haven't really been seeing the comments and stuff.
Yeah, like fucking, you'll post something and like so old. This so old. They're like, dude, fucking calm down, relax, guys.
Funny because I did that that guy Manatieri or whatever.
Where is it?
I'll repost the link in the chat.
Thank you. I didn't see it.
Yeah. But I posted that, and like there was two comments. And they just said Guy Manatieri. They just said the name of it.
Guy Manatieri. Some people are just wondering.
So okay, oh,
Joel, did you see my meme?
Which one?
Of you.
Post it again.
Scroll up a little bit.
The I'd fuck that. Are you talking about the one we already talked about?
Oh, did you talk about?
Yeah, where were you?
Did you make that one?
I did.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Good job.
Okay.
We just talked about it.
Literally.
Where's the beef?
Glad you liked it.
Where's the beef?
You totally where's the beef did, Cherry.
You totally where's the beef did.
Oh, it's a verb. It's awesome.
Did you see that meme I just made about you, Dutch?
That scroll up a little bit.
It was the one.
See? Was it the dolphin one with the dolphin?
Yeah.
Show's a pussy and then I'd fuck that?
Fucking bitch.
That's great.
Well done.
How do I see the comments for an Imgur?
Yeah, post the link, you shitbag.
I mean, I see the direct picture, but I don't see the comments.
It's hard. I don't know. It's difficult with
Imgur. Is so hard to use.
Is it? How do you actually pronounce? Is it Imgur?
Imgur.
No. Imgur.
Is that how you're supposed to pronounce
like
it?
Like Deadmau5.
Yeah, Imgur like Deadmau5.
Okay.
Yeah, Deadmau5. Our favorite. All right,
well,
Asian
I have.
DJ.
We listen to better music than you.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, post it in the chat. I'll play it, Dutch.
You want me to do that? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, it's just easier. Post it in the More Like Radio chat.
And I'll post the link to We Listen to Better Music Than You's group in Facebook. And in, people should like be in there because we post shitty songs in there all the time.
This thing's a little bit different. But basically what happened, I posted this on my Twitter not too long ago. But essentially the last six songs that were number one in the country music charts for the last 6 years, this guy was able to put them together, and he actually put them in waveform like you would see on like.
Did we play
this,
or did we just listen to it ourselves? Did we play this on air?
Have we played this on air, Mitch? Have we played this on air?
Which one is this?
The six,
Sir Mash-a-Lot one.
The six
where
country
like
songs
all
together.
All the six country songs. They all sound the exact same.
I know you shared it, and I listened to.
I don't remember if we did it on air.
I don't think we did it on air. Okay.
I'm just making sure because I know we've talked about.
Well, basically, before you started, essentially, the guy was able to get a whole waveform thing like you would see on either like Audacity or Audition or whatever, and he literally cut and pasted the songs as the song progressed, and he didn't change the time or anything. And it's all the exact same. Well, anyways, just play it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. It's loading.
It's on the Chive, which is a great site.
Yeah, if it's going to work, it's a great site. Come on, Chive! You're better on potatoes.
Why isn't it working?
I don't know. You're the one that sent me the link, shitbag.
Right. There we go. Six nearly identical hit country songs.
Yeah. Playing basically mixed songs, all six country songs together. I've heard this, it's pretty good.
First one is Sure It'd Be Cool If You Did by Blake Shelton. Next one is Close Your Eyes by. Who is that?
This is How We Roll, Ready, Set, Chase Rice.
And by Florida Georgia Line is the right. Whole Swindled Chillin'. And then Drug on You by Luke Bryan. Like snow in July. I said fireflies popping like a 4th of July, yeah. The breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round. You're scanning through the stations looking for that country sound. Truck's jacked up, flat bills flip back. It's going down just right. Listen, let's roll. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom.
So far, I haven't been watching the changes, and I have not noticed the song be different.
Marie, they've gone through all six.
Yep, isn't that crazy?
Six. Right now, it sounds like right one now, song.
Right now, they have three songs playing at the same time. Listen.
It sounds like one song.
There are six long songs playing at the exact same time right now.
I can't hear the differences.
All right, one song. Tipping and spilling that homemade wine. You got me high on kisses. You can see forever with me. Yeah, you know we rolling high
ball. I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack. God, country music's terrible.
Two songs at the same time right now.
I mean, by the way, I'm impressed with the guy did, but the music, the songs are terrible.
It's cookie cutter exact same thing.
Yep.
I was amazed when I first heard
it. Isn't it crazy?
There's two songs at the same time right now.
Yeah. Three guitar solos in one.
It sounds perfect.
Three solos right now are playing.
This guy, if you look at the waveform, he literally cut and pasted just little bits of the song all at the same time.
Yep.
Oh, look, look at this. All of them at the same time. All of them at the same time. Let's turn it up a bit. It's fucking ridiculous. Six of them.
All six.
At the same time. The formula works. Number one, 2013. Number one, 2012. Number 20 in climbing. November 2014. Number one, 2014. Number one, all of them were in the top 20, or top five, most of them. Those motherfuckers love singing about summer, too.
Oh, yeah. Summertime's the best time.
Here's the thing, though. Like, when I was in a band, and when we actually, when we were in the studio, the producer we were talking to at the time, he was like, we were like making fun of like autotune and like that. And he's like, dude, the biggest culprits of autotune are country. He's like, those guys, country is pop music just with like, you know, twang. And some kind of like a acoustic guitar or a fiddle thrown in the background. Like, there's really no difference between it. Like, it really is the most disgusting form of music, in my humble opinion. And that right there.
I agree. What did I say the other day
about country? Oh, it was, I understand people that enjoy country when all they've ever heard is country. But what I don't understand is people that enjoy country and have also heard anything
and
else.
And we could blame this motherfucker right here, Garth Brooks. He started the horse shit.
Basically.
Remember this song?
Blame
it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. I know all the words to this song.
Why?
I don't know. I just do. And I hate it. I fucking hate that I know it.
Oh, I know why.
You thought you see. Why do I? Why?
Your black son ruined my white tie affair.
That was that one girl.
Crystal?
Yep.
Holy shit, you're right, Sean. I didn't remember. Okay, now that's why. Oh my God, Sean, you're right. Oh,
story here.
I'll tell you, she was a redneck. But first this. I got friends in low places. Drowns in the beer. Chases my blues away.
And the spooks can stay away.
Now, I'm not big on mixing races, but we take me down
to the old races.
No, that's not.
I've got friends places. But other songs about fucking loving booze and trucks and fucking, it's terrible.
I made this point the other day. I was talking to Kelsey about it because we were talking about country music because she loves it. And I think country music is a female
orgasm
vocal genre. Like, I've never heard
exist.
A single.
It
doesn't exist.
I was more thinking about, like, I haven't heard a single country song sung by a male that I thought was good.
Looking.
But I have heard plenty of country songs by females that I have heard that I didn't mind. So.
Like what?
Like any song by a guy I don't like, but occasionally I'll tap my foot to an old school Taylor Swift song or Carrie Underwood did I guess tell you about my Carrie Underwood debacle?
No. Did you call her Carrie Underwear by mistake?
So last Christmas, I think I told you guys
Underwood meme, Carrie under metal meme. The lower half of it out of wood and the lower half out of
right. My mother, for some reason, got in her head that I was a big Carrie Underwood fan.
She's Frank Underwood's daughter, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, makes sense. Go ahead.
For some reason, my mother thought that I was a huge Carrie Underwood fan.
Oh, yeah. It was probably
your vagina.
It was Christmas 2 years ago. She bought me, for my Christmas present, she bought everybody else like iPads and Coach purses and all that other stuff. She got me two tickets to Carrie Underwood, one for her and one for me.
It was the most expensive one.
And I'm sitting there going like, thanks, Mom. And then the second like she left the room, we're all sitting there looking at each other like my siblings. And I'm like, you're a fan of Carrie? I'm like, no, I'm not a fan of Carrie. What, like, Why would you fucking shut up? Shut up! She's coming back. Are like one of those kind of things.
Oh, that's sweet of her. She wanted to go on a date with her son.
She wanted to just go to Carrie Underwood, and she was like, "I don't know what Joel wants, so I'm just gonna say that he wanted this."
I went to Olivia Newton-John with my dad twice. Front row, both.
Yeah, but you wanted John.
I wanted to.
Olivia Newton-John.
I could only name you like two songs from Carrie Underwood. For some reason, my mother thought that was the good Christmas present to give me. Oh, and it turns out I couldn't go to it because I had to be on a
boat,
a business trip, and so she ended up taking one of her friends that she wanted to take in the first place.
Oh, that's messed up. She used a Christmas gift.
Damn, worst Christmas ever.
Damn, that's cold.
Damn, dog. You know what,
Joel? Christmas isn't about the presents.
It's when your presents for Carrie Underwood.
The love.
No, shut up. It's about the presents.
It's about love.
It's about hating yourself and your family for as long as you have to be there.
Jesus is the reason for the season.
I had something I wanted to read here. And only because because John's on and he's a big fan of Pit My Ride. Here's what really happened to the cars from Pit My Ride. So we all know, we all remember the show, of course, the America's Exhibit, host of the show, Pit My Ride.
Yes.
Yeah, man, I'm here right now. What you talking about, man? That's my show.
See? Well, it turns out that a lot of the show was scripted.
What?
Pit My Ride cars were either fake or just didn't work. One guy's car was actually caught fire. Pit My Ride and just burned to the ground.
On purpose. See, because we heard that he likes fire.
Former contestant of MTV's Pit My Ride have revealed that much of the show was faked.
Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
According to Huffington Post, many of the flashy upgrades installed by rapper Exhibit, who we happen to have on tonight, and his West Coast Customs crew didn't work, made the car worse, or were simply taken out as soon as the camera stopped rolling. They took the shit out after they stopped filming. The show was enormously popular when it debuted in 2004, featured participants who had clapped out cars, which would then be repaired and pimped out.
Wait, they all had the clap?
They all had the clap, with the new paint jobs and interiors and rims. The show also earned a reputation for extravagant auto features, such as adding pool tables, arcade machines, shoe racks, and clothes dryers and chandeliers to cars. However, a number of the former contestants...
I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. Who's got the clap? I do.
What is that from? And that's hilarious.
How long Why is that not on my ringtone?
It's the Wiggles.
Why do you have...
Because other producers and I trade sound clips, and that's the one I happen to have.
However, a number of former contestants revealed in separate Reddit AMAs that many of the customizations were only put for the sake of the show. They actually take out a lot of the stuff they showed on TV and said, Justin Derringer, whose Toyota RAV4 given a pop-up champagne contraption in the drive-in theater, both which were taken out once the episode wrapped. He added the
Okay, so they're like, hey, you got a big old screen TV, and the second the cameras go off, they pull out the screen.
Yo, I remember that cat, man. He said he liked popping bottles. So what we did is we added a bottle popper machine in his car so we can pop bottles while he's popping bottles and he's popping bottles.
But Mr. Zippit, why did you have to take the whole thing out right after the cameras went down?
Hey, Mr. Zippit is his father. Call him X.
Oh, sorry, X. X, why did you take the entire contraption out the second the cameras went off, though?
Look, man, straight up, I gotta, if we want to be on the level, yo, man, sure. That shit was rented, man. We couldn't afford that shit, man. So, somebody wanted it. Like, Jägermeister a lot. So he's like, yo, hey, man, he put me in. Yeah, I really like a Jägermeister machine. I was like, all right, I got you. Went on Craigslist, called this phone number, picked up a Jägermeister machine, threw that in his RAV4, and then at the end was like, hey, man, we got to take this back, man. We're driving like, oh, what? All right, man.
Turn
off the camera.
Okay.
Another contestant, Seth Martino, claimed that he couldn't drive with the LED lights that they installed in the seat because they would get too hot. Another addition, a cotton candy machine didn't have room for a lid, so if you used it, cotton candy would fly all over the car.
It would just start.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I'm picturing it. You're trying to drive.
They really run out of things, and they had to put a cotton.
You're trying to drive, Dutch, and your car just starts filling.
It's like a fast forming cobweb.
It's in my nose. I can't see. It's so hot and sticky. I can't see.
Well, actually, I mean, since we're on the subject and the show's gone, I can lay you down on one situation. Yeah,
Mr. Zippit, like, why was there? Candy machine?
I mean, whoa, Dr. Zippit.
I'll get to that one later, but there was this one girl, man. Her nickname was Bubble. So I was man, why don't you put a bubble machine? So them guys down at West Coast Custom, they installed a bubble machine on the exhaust. But we had to pull that shit off quick because it was making carbon monoxide bubbles inside. So, the producers would tell me, yo, man.
Wait, it was making
that's little- harmful. Like, what do you mean it's harmful, man? Look at that. It's all fancy. It's all bubble, but apparently carbon monoxide.
Are you saying that's
not good for you, man.
There were little bubbles filled with carbon monoxide that would explode and kill people?
Yeah, right in the little kids' faces in front of catch on their tongue.
Yo, man, that never happened, y'all.
they took the gull wing doors off because the pistons they used to keep them from putting the seatbelts in the back
were complaining that they need to get to their game.
No, not those pistons. They were highly dangerous, he said. Martino also claimed that the producers just wanted
to have fun.
He's kind of funny.
So did they take out that guy's waterfall? Because I'm assuming that if you put a waterfall in a car, it's not very functional. Hey, you probably hit the brakes.
Sean, don't go Jason waterfalls on me, okay?
But I mean, I'm just saying, you hit the brakes and the water splashes out of the waterfall.
It's fine.
And then you go, wee!
Dr. Zippit solved it. It's no big deal.
He's not a doctor.
In all fairness, one of the last shows that we did, there was this one cat and both his cars. He had two cars. We should have hired him for Pit My Ride because he took two cars and he welded them together with bubble gum. So we couldn't pimp that one. So what we did was we scooped up all our funds. We got him a Scion, man. And bounced back. Scions were up hip, man. XB. So, what about that one? What's problems with that? He got a new car, man.
Martin also claimed that the producers just wanted to put a cotton candy machine into someone's car and selected him because he was fat, even pouring bags of candy into the pre-pimped car.
Here's some candy, you fatso.
He said, I know
enjoy that, fatty.
He said, I know I'm fat, but they went the extra mile to make it look extra fat by telling the world that I kept candy all over my seat and floor just because I got hungry. Then gave me a cotton candy machine in my trunk.
Yeah, I'm starving.
I sat there and watched him dump out two bags of generic candy. I didn't have any candy over my car. That was completely fabricated. Seth also claimed that he had to rent a car at his own expense while he waited months on the revamp, not a couple of days to show editors and the viewers made believe. The contestant revealed that much of the reaction...
Oh my God, really? I figured, they didn't have their car. I always thought that MTV would at least pony up for that.
The contestants also revealed that much of the reaction shots where their new rides was revealed were fake and reshot many times. A third contestant, Jake Glazer, wasn't clearly... Jake Glazer.
Oh, because Jake Glazer would be a fucking cool name. As in the
NFL insider?
Clearly wasn't...
Jake Glazer?
Yes. Clearly wasn't excited enough when he had his Buick Century return. He said, I remember this very clearly. Big Dane, very big dude. He puts his arm around my shoulder, kind of walks around the shop for 10 minutes and says... Listen, we put a lot of work into this. We expect you to be a little bit more fucking enthusiastic. No, man, I'm pretty fucking far from okay. apparently a lot of this shit was fucking...
Who would have thought that a reality TV show would be fake?
And that MTV would have low standards like that.
That's, I know. You would think that a station that carries such Emmy award-winning shows like The Real World and The Real World San Francisco... Would have
good
more,
season,
right?
It was a good season.
That was a good. We all agree that was a good season.
Man, y'all be dogging on this show. If you ever watching that show, any of y'all real players watch that show. I drove every single one of them cars from their house straight to the garage, man. So that was real.
I can only imagine that he was in that thing for exactly 30 seconds to get the shot, and then pulled over. He got back in whatever car that MTV provided, and then some intern had to drive it back down.
Oh, yeah.
No, they probably towed it. They probably just towed it all the way.
Because it's probably all broken.
Yeah, I got to plead the fifth on that
one. Now, Sean, is that like getting towed up? Like when they say they're getting towed up?
No, like you tow.
I don't understand. I don't understand
it's
urban.
It's turned up. You're getting turned up.
Turned up for what? Okay.
No, turned down for whom?
Yes, turned down for whom? Dutch, have you seen the new Carly Rae Jepsen video with Tom Hanks?
Oh, it's so awful.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Check it out. Here it is. It's him.
She's still a thing?
It's him lip-syncing her entire video. There you go, Dutch.
Are you serious?
Yeah, check it out. Here it is.
That is awesome. I really want to stop, but I just have a taste for it. I feel like I could fly with the ball on the moon.
This is brilliant. I'm on my hands. You like making me wait for it. I feel like I could die. So this is Tom Hanks lip-syncing everything. I know...
This is the greatest idea for a music video I've ever seen in my entire life.
But it's Tom Hanks. He won an Oscar.
Hanks.
By the way, Tom Hanks has won an Oscar. Leonardo DiCaprio has not. But I need to tell you something. I
really like you. Oh, so charming.
Isn't it great? I fucking love Tom Hanks.
And I like this song, too, already.
It's a good song. I got to say, it's pretty catchy.
Just because it's Tom Hanks, I automatically really like the song. He's colorful too.
Why is he signing a ping pong paddle? It's weird. Oh, Forrest Gump. I get it now. Selfie with Tom Hanks. I gotta say, he looks pretty good for his age.
This is the greatest video ever.
Right?
What a great concept.
Isn't it? Now he's in a car on his cell phone lip syncing.
One of the most well-known American actors ever. I have him lip sync your video.
Is that what just overly famous actors do now? They just get bored. They're like, "Yeah, I'll be in your fucking music video."
Christopher Walken did it.
Weapon of choice.
Yep.
He was. If you actually look back, I think he was probably the first one to do.
Yep.
That.
Yes.
How great is that music video?
It still stands the test of time.
I really like that song. Really, really, really like this song.
Really, really, really like. Oh wait, I messed up.
I wonder.
Love this music video. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
How did they approach him? I'm really curious. Like, what did they do to approach Tom Hanks for this?
Hey, Tom, you remember Carly Rae Jepsen?
Oh, yeah. My daughter liked that song. Yeah, exactly.
Would you do the entire music video?
Sure.
Why not? I'm not doing anything right now.
I did big.
Yeah. He's not really doing anything right now. I mean, he's... Like, I don't think he's in between movies, right?
And that's one of those actors that, like, you know, he can pick and choose scripts when they come to him kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now he's dancing with Jepsen outside. He's a good dancer.
Look at him.
He's doing sick.
What? Look at him. He's a really good dancer.
A girl who was a one-hit wonder 4 years ago.
Yeah. I like the song, Dutch. I'm not going to lie.
I like it, too.
You're going to have to add this to your DJ list.
Hell yeah. Is this a floor packer? No, but this is a good filler.
Yeah. I think he really, really, really likes you.
I love this.
Oh, fucking thanks.
Isn't it great?
Do you think she was panicking the entire time?
I would be fucking so panicked. So, that's the end of the song. Jesus, I would be so fucking panicked if I had to fucking hang out with Tom Hanks.
Dude, that's Forrest Gump.
Exactly. Yes, this fucking Forrest Gump and an astronaut. That motherfucker's big. He's been Mr. Big in that movie. He's been everything.
That's Castaway. That is fucking. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's fucking Phil Castaway.
The two parts of my brain would be sitting there arguing with each other the entire time. Like, what the fuck? No, but just be cool. No, but you understand how famous? Like, no, it's cool though. Just don't be an asshole. Like, dude, that I would panic.
Meeting Tom Hanks is nothing like meeting Colin Hanks.
I would love to meet Colin Hanks.
I met him once. He was kind of cool.
No, you didn't.
Really?
No, I was like,
I am not going to fall for your shenanigans twice in one show.
Apparently, I just did. First time.
First time, long time.
Yeah, first time, long time.
I love that. Oh, my God. I'm still watching that video, by the way, the second we get off the show again.
Yep.
Oh, you like awesome. Her. You no. like Tom Hanks.
Dutch and Hanks.
Who doesn't like Tom Hanks?
Sitting in a tree.
Isn't like Carly Rae Jepsen like 30?
She's like, wow, you're making, ew.
What's wrong with being 30, guys?
I don't know. It's just so old. Like I said earlier, women age poorly.
How can she go from 18 to 30?
Man pawns over $160,000 worth of Jordans to pay for home down payment.
What?
He sold 150 pairs of Jordan shoes.
Just 150 for a full down?
Sorry, not 150. He sold $160,000 worth of Jordan shoes, yes.
Is he from Cleveland, Ohio?
Well, I don't know, but here's a picture of the shoes, of the shoes in question.
That's a lot of shoes.
God damn.
In a story out in Beijing, China, a man who was a pastor for collecting, where can I get the Nike shoes? Another great Tom Hanks film. Sneakers recently pawned 283 pairs. You know, it smells like no more or no less than 283
pairs of Jordans.
That took him 20 years to collect. According to the Legal Evening News, which is way better than Illegal Evening News, the 30-year-old man needed money. Needed money.
You pay now
for a down payment on an apartment before getting married.
Oh, I like money.
The man was given 1 million yen, roughly 100 million yuan.
Michelle
Yuan. Roughly $160,000 for his collection.
Dong.
Sorry, 1 million dongs, roughly 160,000 boners for his collection. The pawn shop owner valued the collection at 1.8 million dongs, so he has potential upside if he sells the shoes at that value. Sneaker collecting has proven to be quite lucrative over the years. Yeah, I know some people that are sneakerheads, like they collect, you know, every sneaker that comes out.
Are they the same as base heads?
No.
That's one thing I've never understood. Well, I guess just collecting in general, but I can understand why people, because they're so expensive when they first come out, and then they get more expensive as the years go on, especially if they haven't been worn yet. So,
yeah, I mean, it's like if you have like a pair of the old Reebok pumps in perfect condition, they're worth a lot of money.
I was just about to say, did you see they brought back the Reebok pump?
Yes, I did.
It's pretty cool.
I want them.
Why do you want them?
Because they look practical this time.
They look practical this time.
Side pump, kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a side pump, and it looks like they're used for, like, cross-training.
What's the most amount of money you guys have spent for a pair of shoes?
$5.
That sounds right for Sean.
The most I have or the most I would?
No, how most you have, and the would will come second.
$130.
Would will come second. Sorry.
Yeah, I think just over $100.
Really? What kind of shoes?
Manolo Blahniks.
Ooh. Now, I don't know why I know that brand. Like, why do I know that brand?
It's been in a lot of rap songs.
Have you been in Sex in the City marathons?
No, but I have watched that show because one of my ex-girlfriends used to love that show. Maybe that's the reason why I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dutch.
Why is that brand so much more?
Well, I mean, they're not Jimmy Choo's.
What's the average price of that?
Those are like $1,000.
Jackie
pop.
Wan, Jimmy Choo, fucking Charlie Chan.
Sorry. You know who I actually really want to know their opinion on shoes at this point is Sherry and Mitch.
Like, oh my God, shoes.
Oh my God, shoes.
Let me see.
They don't believe in them. They just wear moccasins because all they do is hunt.
I spent about $100 or so on some running shoes. Long time ago.
Really?
I would say I've priced.
How's that working out for you?
Oh, I wore them for like 6 months, and then I had to buy new shoes because I wore them out.
I tend to buy like my tennis shoes in the children's section, the little boys section, because they're like $15.
And she's also
that's
a
little actually
boy.
Hot,
and she likes.
I wear really size hot. 3 in boys.
She's hold on, time out, John. Why is that hot?
Because she's so tiny, and she has to buy little people feet.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, you wish
little people feet,
size little people feet.
No, you want her to be tiny with giant tits, though.
I mean, I'm not asking for it, but if they're there, like, goddamn.
I'm not asking for it.
I have the ass to make up for the boobs.
Yes. Yeah, hold on a second. You. Now, like, Sherry, do you own any, like, heels or pumps or anything like that?
I have one pair that I've worn once for about 5-10 minutes. Actually, maybe about 20 minutes because I posed for a foot photo for Mitch once.
Because he wanted to see you in heels?
I think they were $30 from Victoria's Secrets, but they were on clearance. And that's the most I've ever spent on shoes.
Now, you don't own any... Okay, because I was having this whole argument with with Kelsey this weekend. I'm like, high heels are the dumbest thing because it's not comfortable. Women hate walking in them. You have to train yourself to walk in it. It's never, your feet always ache at the end of the night. And she's like, but it makes your calves look sexy. I'm like, I
all right,
guarantee.
Dutch, let's play a game.
Huh?
Let's play a game.
Yes.
Look in the chat. Yes. Do you see that black shoe? That black pump I just put in?
I really like that shoe.
Just guess how much money you think that shoe costs.
$550.
Because you're asking, I think it's up there with what John said. So I'll go above him and say $600.
$325.
$1.
$1,095.
I hate you, $1 bet. You're a fucking asshole.
Fuck you.
How that much? Is, that shoe is $1,095.
What? Why?
No.
Those little buttons on the side better be made of like pure virgin testicle.
What are those things? What are
unicorn
thing.
Semen?
What are those things called, Sherry? Those little things on it?
Buttons?
There it is.
Ah. Buttons.
The buttons.
Made it me a favor. Just awesome. Smack her in her
shoes
head.
Shoes right above that is the one pair of heels I own. I mean, I own like work heels, but nothing sexy.
So like, yeah, Kelsey was all yelling about like, you know, the fact that like, oh, you know, that makes your legs look better. I'm like, I don't think I would ever look at anybody's legs.
Have you seen my calves and heels though, bro? They look nice.
My question is more for like women is like, why would you intentionally make yourself uncomfortable because you think it makes you look better? Like
I am
with like pumps and shit. Like a woman's biggest fear is like a grate.
I am gay for women's shoes, like and I love when women wear heels because it does make their legs look good and their butt look good. I don't know how.
Really?
Yes, I'm gay for women's shoes.
He really is bad about it. Women, yeah. He stops women all the time. I like your shoes.
I do. I really do. All the time.
What are you doing?
Are you for serious?
No, like 100% true.
I've seen his wiener in a pair of heels.
He does it all the time.
I put my penis in a heel, remember?
He really does.
I remember that. That was more of a bit, but this is a legit thing.
Was it a bit?
You stop women.
No, it wasn't a bit for Royce.
Yeah, I stop women and I say, those are really nice shoes. I like your shoes.
Marie, comment.
He likes the shoes.
See?
That's weird.
Why is it weird?
Royce actually owns nice pairs of shoes.
Yeah, female shoes.
That doesn't make it better, Cakes. What I'm trying to say is like you stopping women and going, I like your shoes. Like,
well, I wouldn't say.
Straight out of the whole shoes bit.
That's exactly how he does it.
I wouldn't say I say it like that with so much of a lisp. But yeah, I do say I like your shoes. Those are very nice.
Girl, let me tell you, I love your shoes. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl. Mm-hmm.
But I like them. I unabashedly will tell you that I 100% love women's shoes. I am gay for them. I don't want to wear them, but I like them on women's feet.
I just bought a 4-inch heel that's pink with buckles on it because my mom convinced me that it was better than the practical flats for work.
hold on. This is a better question because, Sherry, you don't wear heels and things like that. Like, Mitch, would you like to see her in heels more often every once in a while? Like when you guys go out,
you
do fancy things like gutting a deer or whatever it is you two do.
I only like to see her in heels to make me laugh because she can't walk in heels.
Could you please tape her walking in heels?
I think it's funny, but...
And he would have to take me nice places.
That's true.
So,
you want to go to Outback?
That's not a nice place!
Sweet potatoes.
So, Dutch, did you see Funny or Die made a video of Michael Bolton, the real Michael Bolton, put himself or edited himself. Somebody edited him into the Office Space scenes where Michael Bolton is, you know.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
So here you go. I'm going to play the video. Remember, this is the actual Michael Bolton.
Oh, this is great. Okay. I already know what's about to happen, but I'm so excited right now.
That's me.
Wow. Is that your real name? So are you related to that singer guy?
No, it's just a coincidence.
Oh.
No one in this country can ever pronounce my name right.
It's not that hard.
Well, at least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with that till I was about 12 years old and that extremely talented ass clown started winning all those Grammys.
Why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
You are Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
Is that your real name?
Yeah.
Are you any relation to the pop singer?
No. It's just a coincidence.
I'll be honest with you. I love his music. I do. I'm a Michael Bolton fan. For my money, I don't know if it gets any better than when he sings When a Man Loves a Woman.
And this is him breaking the fax machine.
Oh my God, yes!
They did that so well.
And that's the end. I thought that was fucking great.
That's pretty awesome.
How great were the two Bobs in that scene, too?
I fucking love them. What a great fucking movie that was.
Yeah, man.
Sounds like you got a case of the Mundies.
Apparently, Pharrell and...
For real?
For real.
For Rizzles?
And what's his face? Robin Thicke have to pay $7.5 million for stealing that Marvin Gaye song.
May I say that I love the Carrie Underwood, Carrie Overwood. Who posted that?
Yes, you may.
Who posted that?
Did. I made it and I put it on the...
Did you put it on...
I did.
That is
More like radio page on Facebook.
That is hilarious.
Wait, where is it?
Carrie Underwood, Carrie Overwood.
In the chat room?
That place you never go to.
Way earlier in the chat he posted
here,
it.
Here, Dodge, here. Here, sorry, here, 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 here you go, here, boom. Yeah, Carrie Underwood, Carrie Overwood. That is fucking hilarious.
Memes.
Yeah, $7.5 million. Have you guys heard the two different songs? Obviously, everybody's heard Blurred Lines, but have you heard the song they ripped it off
of? No, I haven't heard the play-by-play.
Okay, well, here's the... Actually, they put together a mashup between the two songs, so they go back and forth. Okay. So here, listen to this real quick. They basically layered both songs on top of each other.
Wait. These are two songs lined up. Oh.
What?
I get it now.
Go ahead, play it, Dutch. Play it.
Talking about, I think they're completely different songs.
There are some similarities, but one is like dun 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 dun, dun. And then the other one is like dun 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 dun.
Right?
Yeah, she's right. She's right.
So it's like totally different, even though it's like the same.
But, $7.5 million.
When this article came out, didn't like Pharrell come out and say that like he merely did like. I think he was like denying it, and then when it came out, he was like he did it in like. In praise to Marvin Gaye, it was like something he was trying to like. He basically just dug himself into a big.
A jury ruled Tuesday that Blurred Lines infringed on the copyright of Marvin Gaye's "Got to Give It Up" in order that Gaye's descendants be paid $7.3 million. The Associated Press reported just after 2 days of deliberation, the 8-person jury found that Pharrell Williams and it's Robin annoying. Thicke. And others involved with making of the record-breaking hit stole parts of their composition from Got to Give It Up.
So what? It's a totally different song. So the fuck what?
That doesn't sound... I don't know what they're talking about. This is two completely different songs. So anyways, during more than a 1 week trial, lawyers for the Gaye family point out a number of distinctive elements... that were common between the two songs, including the bass line, keyboards, vocal melodies, and the hook, which is essentially all of the song. The similarities are particularly apparent in audio of the two songs, but under law, the instinctions of the judge John A. Cronstadt. The jury could not consider the audio of Gays' 1977 chart topping
record. Could not consider the audio of the Gays. They had to dismiss it. It was inadmissible.
One way or another, yeah.
They were different times.
Got caught red-handed stealing. But the thing is, what's great about it is that Robin Thicke essentially is going, Pharrell wrote the song. I had nothing to do with it. I was under a lot of sleep aids at the time. Like, he was trying to get out of this lawsuit as much as he could before it actually happened. He was trying to go like, I just sang it. I didn't write any of this.
Yeah, of course. But now when he was fucking flaunting it and singing it everywhere.
Of course.
And all them titties, though.
I bet he liked it when Miley Cyrus was gyrating on his penis.
True.
Well, he launched that Emily Ratajkowski, whatever her last name is pronounced. He launched her career.
What, the one with the tits?
She was so hot.
Oh, my God.
How fucking hot was that girl? But anyways, yeah. But here's the thing. Is like, granted, he ripped it off. We all know that. But it's like, how many more, like... We've been doing this for years of like, this song sounds exactly like what was the one that like was the most egregious that we, where you literally didn't have to change anything and you just play the songs from start to finish.
It was
Katy Perry and,
Girlfriend. Canadian girl, blonde hair, skater boy. What's her name?
Avril Lavigne.
Thank you.
Yeah, Avril Lavigne.
The girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend song? Now I can't remember. It's been years since
I... Avril Lavigne, boyfriend. Sounds exactly like
you
what?
You could be my
I've heard about this. Here, I actually know what she's talking about. Give me a second, I'll pull it up.
We talked about it before. We may have,
yeah.
But that one was pretty damn stolen.
He's just a skater boy. I'll say see you later, boy.
He's
just a skater boy. I said see you later, boy.
Here's the one I was talking about. It was Katy Perry's Roar on top of
Here you go, Dutch. Avril Lavigne Steals song by a band called The Peaches. Wait, wrong one. That's another one. She stole a bunch of different songs. So let me find the one I'm talking about.
She stole those.
No, she really has. The boyfriend song.
Dan, somebody help me out here. Help me out here, Midge.
Yeah.
What was yours, Dutch?
Sarah Bareilles and Katy Perry. They were both huge hits that were on the pop charts. One was Roar by Katy Perry. The other one was Say What You Want to Say.
Do you have audio just of listen. It?
Two songs on top of each other. The guy literally just kind of spliced the vocals back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty egregious, in my opinion. Hold on, let's listen to the chorus real quick.
Yeah.
Did I find the Avril Lavigne one?
That's pretty bad.
Let me see if I.
Yeah, I think I got it. She stole a song called "I Want to Be Your Boyfriend" by the Rubinos. That song she does, "Hey, Hey, You, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend."
Love that song.
Hey, Hey, You Want to Be Your Boyfriend.
Any irony, I love that song. Yeah.
Do you have it? Because I have it.
Okay, go ahead and play it.
All right, let's see here. All right, playing now. Hey,
you have the other one?
I think this is a splice up. You're so fine, I want you,
mind, you're so delicious.
Okay, parody.
It's not parody. It's not parody. What are you talking about?
Damn it, no, it's not that one. Is it making?
You know
no.
what I'm worried about Damn is it. I think
ruining the bit.
Sorry, I know that it wasn't that song though. There was another song that really did. They really did rip it off.
I'll pull it up, Dutch. I'll find it. I think I got it.
It was so long ago that it came out. Anywho, yes, people steal things. What did you? Don't sue for $7 million.
So egregious. It's like the one I just played between Sarah Bareilles and Katy Perry. Okay. It's like, what the fuck? Like, how are they not suing each other?
This is the song. This is a song by the Rubinos. I want to be your boyfriend. Okay. Wait till they get to the court.
Because at first you're like, nah, there's no way. Right. This doesn't sound like it at all. And then the chorus comes in. I think you have to go to the chorus. Yeah. It's just that riff.
So she lost a lawsuit, by the way.
Yeah, because of that.
Yeah, because it's she deserved blatant to. Ripoff.
Completely.
Isn't it silly? Murray, play that one.
Oh, sorry, I already closed it. Yeah. So, I wasn't crazy.
No, you're still crazy.
Okay, I'm still crazy.
It's just ridiculous.
I call it song taking.
Oh, well, I know there's like a recent one that I heard. It was like the song, and it's basically like a guy singing, "I want you to stay with me." Basically, it's "I Won't Back Down" by Tom Petty. I mean, I don't know if anybody's really noticed that.
Oh, wait,
one.
No. The Sam like, Smith thing. Yeah, yeah.
Stay with me.
Tom Petty is actually getting 40% of all the royalties of that song.
Okay, good. So fuck. Apparently, man, like that pissed it's me not, off. I'm like,
here's the thing. That one, out of all these other egregious ones we played tonight, is probably the least closest, but for some reason a court said, yeah. Well, actually, they didn't even go to court. They just settled.
Here's
the
song
yeah,
they're playing on the radio.
Sorry, I have a mashup at the two.
I mean, I know we probably don't have time, but if you like play both songs, it's like I can sing "I Won't Back Down" to that song.
We have all the time.
Okay. Yeah, we have nobody following us, so play real quick. You have everybody?
Okay, yeah.
Smith?
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're
all right, let me skip.
And then you take the Tom Petty 1989 song "I Won't Back Down."
Oh, Jesus. See, this guy's terrible. He doesn't know how to make it concise.
Well, he's an asshole.
All right, so anywho, those two songs. Yeah, right. I can kind of see it. I don't. Some of those things, I'm like, did they really steal it, or did they have the same chord progression?
Hey, Marie, happy birthday!
Oh, yay! Does this mean the show's ending?
Yeah, we should start ending the show, you guys.
Marie, why are you better?
Crap, now we gotta pay rights to the Beatles.
I'm better because it's my birthday!
Royce?
I am better than you because I love heels.
Sherry?
Better than you because I can buy my shoes in the children's section.
John?
Better than you because I like little feetsies.
Sean?
I am better than you because dolphin vaginas.
That was mine, you son of a bitch.
Mitchell?
Chip?
I win.
I am better than you because hashtag fuck manatees.
And I am better than you because I am team Sarah Bareilles because fuck Katy Perry.
All right, guys. Stay tuned tomorrow. Pepper Juice.
I got the last song for you.
All right. Go for it.
So anyways, we'll see you guys next week. Oh, hey, live event details quickly.
April 25th, downtown Lakeland and Preservation Hall. It is 8 p.m. to no, and just until the bar closes. Yeah, be there.
Or be square.
Don't forget, Hippo Juice tomorrow, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time here on morelikeradio.com. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
I love your shows.